The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, second dilemma of the week. If you want to get one into us before the week is out, you can email talk@beat102103.com. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it. Go for it.
Are you okay? Is your phone not charging?
Okay.
Well, lads, don't read out my name, but I want to get your thoughts on this one. I'm seeing a girl there the last few weeks, and we've been going out on nice dates, but the other day she invited me to hers. We watched a film and put on a bit of food. Afterwards, I was bringing in the plates to the kitchen to wash up, and she said, "Oh, hold on a sec," and scraped the ketchup off the plate back into the bottle.
The remains, like,
yeah, that she scraped it off the plate back into the bottle. I thought she was having me on, but she said, "If it's not used, why would I waste it? I nearly died. I'm all for saving, but it's ketchup. It's a couple of euro, or the off-brand stuff is about 80 cents. Like, come on. She's a nice girl, but it's so embarrassing. And I can't imagine bringing her around to the lads if she's at this. I need to know, do I run now?"
Show is speechless. This is a first.
Like, I know it, the cost of living.
Yeah,
I understand that. Mm. And I do get that waste is terrible and we shouldn't be wasting food. But I don't think that I would have the inkling to... So what I want to say is, if you scrape a bit of ketchup off the plate because you're saving it, right, and you put it back in, that is your ketchup then. That's not communal or shared ketchup anymore, because your particles from the food that you've been dipping in before. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So, like, that is your ketchup then. Nobody else can ever use that ketchup.
Show is speechless for the first time ever. Also, the ketchup has been out. It's been in the air. It's probably, you know, could get a little bit hard on the top or something. You're still you're going to squish it back in with the fresh stuff,
like
with
maybe
the crumbs of your chips or your fish fingers or whatever it is you were dipping in there. This is wrong on many levels.
There's too many things that could have happened to the ketchup for you to think about placing the ketchup
back
in.
And I presume, like, it's probably not just ketchup. It's probably just the same with mayo.
And also, can I just say, right, I don't know about your plate, but, like, I'm not the tidiest eater. Like, I don't keep everything in like, you know, so, like, as you say, there can be splashback, there can be,
you know, contamination.
Cross-contamination of food. So, as Niall said, like, there's a lot of stuff that ketchup has seen and been through.
and lived through
on that, like,
and you're
plate.
Squishing
and
it
then
back
you're
in,
popping it all back
it
in.
Back
I
bottle.
Don't blame you, emailer, for being a little bit like, whoa, what is going on? Mm. But that said, did somebody call it crusty ketchup? Mm. But that said, I don't think we should write a girl off because she's putting a bit of ketchup. Do you think
she's
we should?
Frugal.
No, I don't think we should. I think give her another shot. Like, I think she needs... I don't think she deserves to be dumped because of a habit that she has. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but where does it end, Show? You have a glass of Coke and you leave a bit in the end and she's pouring it back in to the bottle, the 2 litre bottle.
Slap it.
Yeah. Okay, let's give you your say on this. 085-102-9103. What do you think?
The results are in.
That's a resounding run, I'm afraid.
No, can I rate this one?
One.
Leave her now and catch up another time.
Easily amused, don't you?
Maybe, and I thought that was brilliant. Thanks, Barry and
Tony and Gory says, "Run, boy, run. I know some people are tight, but that's not right at all. The poor boy is traumatised and I don't blame him. Does she scrape the excess butter off the toast back into the tub? I bet she does. Pull up your socks, boy, and make a bolt for the door." Now, some voice notes. Mark and Carlo.
Putting the ketchup back in the bottle is beyond a red flag. That's a white flag. I'm giving up, absolutely surrendering this relationship. Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you for that, Mark. That
was put off quite abruptly,
Also onto us, Rach was on from Carlo.
Sorry, big fat no for me. God, like, no, that just... Like, but for so many reasons, like, it's so unhygienic, like, and it's just a cesspit then for bacteria to grow, and it's just vile. And I don't care if anyone says, like, she probably doesn't even keep it in the fridge. So
it's a whole other argument.
What else is she scabby with? Like, you know, does she like double, triple fold her toilet roll, or you know? You just don't know. Does she pour the milk back in out of her cereal bowl? It's like, ugh.
There's definitely no three ply in our house. No, I'm sure of that. Kelly was on from Kilkenny.
Morning, guys. In regards to the dilemma, I have no words.
Yeah.
That's just it. She takes the biscuit. Oh my God. Why would you do it? And what if that person double dip? And then, no. No, not at all. Jump to ketchup. No. Buy her a bottle of ketchup and put your name on it. That's mine. But if not, I'd just be gone. Gone.
A lot of ooting going on in the voice notes.
Like, do you know what? The more we trash it out, the more, like, hard it is to stomach, basically. Do you know what I mean? It's so difficult to get your head around the idea of what was on the plate going back into the bottle.
Shannon and Leighton were on with their update as well on this.
Oh, my God. The ketchup thing on the dilemma. Oh, it nearly made us sick. I can't. Why would you put the ketchup back in the bottle? Mm. I just don't get it. I definitely wouldn't be doing it. It would give me the ick. Seeing someone do something like it give me the ick. Like, I don't want to write the girl off, but like, you think she would have been a little bit shy to even put it back in the bottle in front of him? Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh. What do you think, Lane?
I think it's a little bit weird. Like, you could say butter things, but don't really say for ketchup. That's just weird because you have to give it to people, and like, you're just sharing your saliva to the whole world, basically. Really.
Yeah, that's not it, guys.
It's not it.
Thank you for that, guys. Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk at beat102103.com.